From the introverted recruiter, the career plateau no one warns you about. You work hard. You deliver results. You hit your targets. You're good at what you do, but nothing's really changing. No promotions. No exciting projects. No new challenges. Just the same old stuff over and over again. And here's the kicker. No one warned you this might happen. Not your manager. Not your mates. Not even those shiny LinkedIn posts about crushing your career goals. You, my friend, have hit the career plateau. It creeps up on you quietly. One minute you're feeling proud about nailing that new role, the next you're 3 years deep, wondering if this is all there is. Let's talk about why this happens and, more importantly, what to do about it. It's not just about being bored. A career plateau is when you stop progressing professionally, personally, or financially. You're not growing, not learning, and not being stretched. You've outgrown the job, but you're still doing it. It's easy to fall into, especially if you're good at your job. You become the go-to person. Reliable, consistent, safe, and the business loves that. So they leave you where you are, because it's awkward. Saying I've stalled feels like admitting failure. But it's not. It's normal. In fact, most people hit a plateau at some point. The problem is they stay there. They wait. They hope someone notices. They convince themselves they should be grateful. You can be grateful and want more. You're not learning anything new. You can do your job with your eyes closed. You haven't had a proper development conversation in over a year. You're working harder, but not going further. You feel stuck, but can't quite explain why. Sound familiar? Enjoying this? Up right here, here's the honest bit. Breaking through a career plateau means taking control. No one's coming to rescue you. Your manager isn't going to suddenly hand you a new challenge on a silver platter. You have to make the first move. Don't just say, I want progression. What does that actually mean? More money? A different role? Leading people? Less stress? Bigger projects? Write it down. Clarity kills career confusion. Book time with your manager and talk about your future. Be direct. I feel like I've outgrown this role. What opportunities are there for me to grow here? If they fumble the answer or can't offer anything concrete, that's your sign. Don't fall into the loyalty trap. You're allowed to look elsewhere even if you're still delivering where you are. In fact, you should. Opportunities rarely fall into your lap. You have to hunt them down. If you've hit a wall, learn how to climb it. Look at what skills are in demand in the jobs you do want. Then go get them. Online courses, mentoring, shadowing people in other teams, whatever works. But don't just wait and wish. Update your LinkedIn profile. Share what you're learning. Ask for recommendations. Post about your wins. If no one knows what you're capable of, don't be surprised when nothing changes. This isn't about throwing in the towel or chasing some perfect job. It's about not sleepwalking through your career and waking up 5 years from now wondering where the time went. If you're feeling stuck, you're not broken. You're ready for your next chapter. Just don't wait for permission to turn the page. If you're sending applications and not hearing back, the problem is almost always in your CV and you probably can't see it yourself. That's exactly what the ICV reviewer is for. Recruiter-style feedback in minutes, based on how hiring managers actually read a CV. Get it here if you want the complete picture from someone who's spent 20 years on the hiring side. CV, interviews, salary negotiation, the whole process in the right order. The complete job search system has everything. Access now.